Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. If something was made specifically for the intention of Avodah Zarah, a Jew doesn't have the ability to remove the status of it. But if the item wasn't made for the intention of worshipping it as an idol, but then became prohibited later on because it had some sort of association with an idol, it is possible to remove the status. A Jew has the ability to remove the status. We'll elaborate more on a non-Jew later on in the Perek. We'll talk about three different scenarios of a house, a stone, and a tree, if a Jew could make them permissible for benefit if they were involved with Avodah Zarah. Mishnah says, Shelosha batim hen. There are three types of categories of homes that are prohibited because of idol worship. Bayit shebanui mitehila la Avodah Zarah. Number one, a house that was originally built for the purpose of idol worship. Harezi asur, it's forbidden forever. An idol worshiper built it for that reason. So therefore, a Jew does not have the ability to remove the prohibited status. Siedo, the kiero la Avodah Zarah, or second category, a house that was made as a regular home, but then an idol worshiper plastered it or he added decorations to it, and the point of doing that is to worship it as an idol. Vehidesh, or he added something with that intention later on. Notel mashehidesh, the Jew could simply take away whatever was added, and then he's allowed to benefit from the house. If he takes away whatever was added when they were trying to make it a place of Avodah Zarah, then he can actually use the house afterwards. Hechnis letocho Avodah Zarah v'hotzi'ah hadezi mutar. But the third category is the least severe. If a house was built to live there, and then an idol worshiper brought in an idol in order to serve that idol temporarily, and then he removed it, then you're allowed to benefit from that house because the house wasn't designated for idol worship. Shalosh avanim hen. There are three types of stones that an idol worshiper designates for idol worship. Evin shehasaba metehila lebimus. The stone, number one, that was originally chiseled out from the quarry as a pedestal for an idol. It was carved out of the mountain in order so that the idol would stand on top of it and it was going to be worshipped with that idol. Harezo asura asura. Harezo asura. It's completely forbidden. You can never remove the prohibition. Sieda v'kiera l'shem avodah zarah v'hidesh. With the second type of situation, if the stone was removed for another reason from the quarry, in order to, you know, have some sort of enjoyment from it, decoration. But then later on, the idol worshiper, he either plastered it, or he added decoration to it, or he added something to it with that intention, and he wanted to worship it afterwards. Notel mashehidesh, or what could be done, is the Jew removes whatever was added on, and then it's permissible to benefit from the bare stone alone. The stone itself wasn't chiseled out, it wasn't quarried for the sake of idol worship. He'emid aleha avodah zarah v'sileka harezo muteret. The third type of stone, if it was quarried for some other reason, and it was serving that purpose, and then they put an idol on top of the stone, and then they remove the idol from that stone, the stone is permitted to benefit from because it wasn't designated permanently for idol worship. Now, the third type of category for trees, shalosh asheroten. There are three types of asherah trees in the relations of a Jew allowed to benefit from them. Ilan shenitao metehila l'shem avodah zarah harizei asur, a tree that an idol worshiper planted for the sake of idol worship, that's forbidden. A Jew can never remove that prohibition. Gideo upiselo l'shem avodah zarah, second type of a tree, was planted for a permissible reason, but then the idol worshiper, he either cut it down or he pruned it a certain way, and he intended for the new growth from that tree to be used as an idol, ve'ahlif, and then it grew more. Notel mashe'ahlif. What the Jew does is he removes whatever grew, whatever new type of greenery grew over there, and then he's allowed to benefit from that tree. The tree itself wasn't planted for the sake of idol worship, only what grew there. So once he removes the growth, it's permitted to benefit from there. He'emid tahtav avodah zarah ubitela hareze mutar. If the tree was planted for a regular reason, to be a regular tree, and then an idol worshiper put an idol under it temporarily, but then he removed that idol from under the tree, hareze mutar, the tree is permitted because it was never permanently designated as a thing that should be involved with idol worship. There was a certain tradition that one of these cases of Asherah was a machloket. Ezohi Ashira. What's the known case of Ashira that we have a machloket about? Kol Shiesh Tahteha Avodah Zarah. It's the last category that we said. Any tree that has an idol under it. What we said previously is if we remove the idol, it's mutar. So there's really an argument about that. According to Tanakhama, once the idol is removed, like we said, then everything becomes okay. But until then, while the idol is still there, the tree is forbidden. But even though the tree is not being worshipped. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol She'ovdin Ota, says Rabbi Shimon, no, the third case is any tree where it's actually worshipped. The tree is actually worshipped. But the idol under a tree, the tree is not considered to be an Asherah at all, and the tree is permitted to be benefited from, even while the idol is actually still there. There was once a case in the place of Saidan where there was a tree that was being worshipped. They were bowing down right in front of it. They found a pile of rocks right under it. Rabbi Shimon told the students, check the little pile of rocks, see what's under it, see what's buried there. And they checked it, and they found an image of Avodah Zarah in there. He said, since we see that the idol worshippers are worshipping the idol, not the tree itself, we're going to allow the tree for benefit. The Jews of Sidon could benefit from that tree because the tree was never really being worshipped. Even though it appeared that the tree was being worshipped, they were bowing down to the rocks, and those rocks had an idol under them. So therefore, the tree is allowed, and it's no problem. It's not considered to be an Asherah.